This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. Coming up, questions about the relationship of church and state in a faith-based social program in Colorado. But first, what's in a bleat or a baa? You could ask a sheep, or you could call up Professor Mark Feinstein at Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts. Professor Feinstein has studied the vocalizations of sheep, and he is the co-author of a new study on the subject. He joins us now from his office in Amherst. Thanks for being with us, or should I simply say, bah.
Hello.
Couldn't resist that, sorry.
Oh, no.
Your study sought to find differences in how sheep respond vocally to stressful situations. First of all, can you just explain, how did you go about this?
Well, I did a series of experiments in which I looked at sheep vocalizing under a variety of different conditions to see whether, in fact, there were interesting and predictable differences.
And I think we have some samples of the recordings that you made. So let's first hear what a lamb would sound like just after it has been separated from its mother and sent out to pasture. Clearly a stressful situation, I would
think. That's right.
And now let's hear what that lamb sounds like 3 weeks later, after it's gotten used to being away from his mother and used to life in the pasture. Okay, what's the difference between those two sounds, and what does that tell us about the stress level of this lamb?
What you're listening to, which is not always easy to hear, is a predictable change in the timbre of the call, which is the pattern of energy in the overtones or the harmonics that are produced when sheep vibrates its vocal cords. Slightly higher frequencies in an unstressed sheep than in a stressed sheep.
All right, let's hear those sounds again so that we can get a sense of what it is you're saying. First of all, the lamb under stress. All right, and now the lamb after it's gotten used to being away from its mom. You know, I have to say these are very subtle differences.
Well, they are. And in order to find these differences requires doing computer analysis to tease apart the component frequencies and look very carefully at them. It's not the kind of thing that's easy to hear.
Is this something that a farmer would sort of know instinctively about his animals? Would a farmer know that stress call the way a mother might know when its baby is making a stressful cry?
Well, very possibly, a small farmer or a shepherd who may work with a dozen or a couple of dozen sheep, you know, may be good at hearing these differences, but probably in modern farming conditions when people are running hundreds or thousands of sheep at a time, they're not in a position to recognize those differences.
So what's the importance of studying this kind of vocalization in sheep?
Stress can be damaging to an animal's health and its general well-being. It's well understood, for example, that stress can reduce immune response. And from the farmer's point of view, it's also well known that stress can have a negative effect on food quality and on reproduction. So reducing stress, understanding what causes it, and being able to detect it may improve farmers' productivity.
So do the results of your study suggest that perhaps sheep have a greater emotional range than we may have thought possible before?
Well, you know, we've always tended to think of sheep as the calmest and most placid of animals and maybe not quite bright enough to have interesting emotional states. But actually, they're pretty much as likely to get stressed out as any other mammal.
Even humans?
Even humans.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Mark Feinstein is a professor of cognitive sciences at Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts.